When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
Amory.
Ben. Oh, I'm already laughing because I know something the listener doesn't know.
I guess we're doing it.
We're doing it. All it's right. Spider Bro Week on Endless Thread.
I mean, I want to be a bro, but it's hard because I'm terrified of spiders. I've always not liked spiders.
You know, the spider bro community on Reddit, it's not actually about you being a bro. It's about the spiders being bros, non-gender specific bros. And that's why, you know, it's important for us to do this episode to try to get you around to the idea that spiders are actually bros.
No, listen, here's the thing, is I know that. But if a spider is on me or near me, I'm not operating with my intellectual mind. I'm operating with my freaking lizard brain. And I just want to throw, I will throw a chair at a spider. That's how much I don't like spiders. And the worst part about it is I'm in a relationship where I'm the bug guy. Like, I take care of the bugs.
So that's hard for you. But you're not alone. This is what we've learned by exploring the spider content on Reddit. And that's why we are doing this as a snack time, not a full meal-sized episode. Just a little exploration of spiders on Reddit.
There are two different genres of spider content that I interact with on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
And one is basically camel spiders, as they are unofficially called. Do you know what those are?
No.
So this is not technically a spider, but it is from the arachnid family, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole like genre of posts involving these eight-legged creatures, and they look very much like spiders. And they are kind of terrible looking. They have these like huge mandibles, and they can grow to about the size of your hand. And they can go, just so you know, they can travel at the speed of 16 kilometers per hour.
Whoa.
Now this often gets exaggerated, but 10 miles, that I think that's 10 miles an hour technically. And that is quite fast for a spider.
Yeah.
But these are creatures that get talked about a lot in strangely enough in the Army subreddit.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you're aware of this, but we're in a never-ending war in Iraq. A lot of people who get deployed there from the US come into contact with these creatures. And so there's a post in r/army from about 3 years ago that says, give me your best camel spider story. And I'll just give the top comment.
Okay.
It says, I woke up one morning with one inside my mosquito net in Iraq. It was just hanging out right next to my head. Did a double take and freaked the f*** out. Destroyed the tent trying to find it and never did. Redeployed months later, got back to my apartment and dumped my duffel bag to do some laundry, and one went running across the carpet. I stomped it with my boots at 11 p.m., was up all night looking for more of those f***ers. How it got through customs is beyond me. And believe it or not, there are like tons of stories like this of people who are deployed, soldiers who are deployed, who inadvertently bring camel spiders back with them to the U.S. Ugh. That's one genre. Another genre is spider bro content.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I'm, you know, I'm trying to be a convert. So this is a recent post that I really enjoyed, and it's from the Spider Bro subreddit. And it has this, like, one of those close up, like, macro shots of a spider, like, of with like a super zoom or macro lens or whatever the heck it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And this spider is like one of the cuter looking things that you've seen in a long time. It's furry. It's got these big dopey eyes, and it has this big smile on its face, or at least that's what it looks like when you look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the caption is, "What if the spider you killed in your home had spent his entire life thinking that you were his roommate? Ever think about that? No, you only think about yourself." The title of the post is so self-centered. And that's what I'm trying to avoid, right? Like, I am not only trying to recognize that spiders are our bros, but I'm also trying to be a bro to the spiders.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it, you know? The other thing I'll say is that you very kindly sent me a camouflaged, I'm not sure why, camouflaged grabber tool, right?
I thought it would make you feel like more badass doing the right thing. You know, like to do the right thing.
But it's used for grabbing spiders with so that you can grab them and then take them outside.
Yeah.
And the other night, I had a spider that sort of like it went past my office rule. It was too big and mean looking. I was like, you can't share this space with me. That's not going to work. And I pulled it out and I used it and it worked beautifully.
Yay!
I took the spider out of the spider's little corner,
mm-hmm.
and I dropped he/she right out onto my back patio, and he/she scurried off.
Success!
So, thanks to you, I'm killing fewer spiders. And thanks to Spider Bros, I'm also killing fewer spiders.
I am so thrilled to hear that. Can I share another, like, pro tip with you
for
changing your relationship to spiders?
Anytime.
I have in my house a lot of the, oh, I should really know what these are called by now, but they're kind of a yellowish spider. They're probably full size, like the size of a quarter, maybe.
Okay.
And I had this thing growing up. My family had this thing where every bunny that we saw in the yard, every bunny was named Shirley, even though they're all different rabbits. And so we do that now in my house with these yellow spiders. They're all named Doris. And so when we see one, it's not like, oh, spider. It's like, oh, hey, Doris. How you doing? And then whenever we get around to it, we just take Doris outside because we're pretty sure she'll be happier out there. So I recommend the naming technique. It kind of, humanize is obviously the wrong word in this context. But, you know, it reminds you of that roommate philosophy that, you know, these spiders are not thinking of that. They're not intentionally invading your space. They're just existing in the same space that you are.
Right. It's just it's Ted.
It's just Ted. Right. So now next time you can be like, damn it, Ted.
Can you skedaddle over there, Ted?
Yeah.
I'm trying to sit at my desk right now and get some work done without having a panic attack.
Exactly. And then when Ted creeps too close, then you get out the grabber and you take him outside.
If you could only do that with real roommates, too.
Yeah. You need a larger grabber.
All right, Ted. You're moving out.
All right. Well, I have another story of a spider eviction.
Okay.
When we come back.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight, like why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
Hit me up. Tell me the spider story.
I have two small stories, I would say here. One, really picturing this being you, but this is a TIL post, a Today I Learned. A person is just walking around their neighborhood in Western Australia, and they hear something in a house that is very concerning to them. They hear an adult man in a house screaming, "Why don't you die?" And there's a toddler inside who is like screaming and crying at the same time. And this concerned neighbor is like, "Oh my God, I am overhearing some serious business go down." And they call the police, and the police show up, and it's just a guy trying to kill a spider in his house. And there were like multiple officers at what they thought was the scene of a horrible crime. But it's just a guy trying to kill a spider. So, of course, they do go inside and they investigate and make sure that no harm has come to anyone. But they did find, I believe, a very squished spider. So that's just karma coming to get you if you do try to kill a spider. But my other story has to do with someone who is probably like you. You know, they're not really into spiders. This was on the subreddit Let's Not Meet. And this is a Redditor who goes by BritGen1988. So they say that they're working the second shift at their company, which is like 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. And there are two ways home from there. One way just kind of gets them straight to the highway. The other way is more back roads, but they go past a burger place and a Mexican fast food place. So if they're hungry when they get off of work, they're usually taking that other back road route. And that back road route also has some train tracks that they have to cross. So every once in a while, if you don't time it right, the barrier is going to go down so that the train can go by, and you just have to hang out for a few minutes and let the train go by. Okay. So this happened, I think, about a year ago, and they get out of work a little bit early. They're very hungry, this person is, so they go the back roads route to go get a burger. And they say, usually I have my window rolled down, listening to music on my phone, but on this particular night, as they close the car door, they see a spider that has spun a web in between their window and their side mirror.
Okay.
So they decide, I'm just going to, the spider's on the outside. I still am not thrilled that it's there, but instead of riding home with the windows rolled down, I will just roll my window up and prevent the spider from coming inside. So problem presumably solved. Then as they approach those train tracks that they have to cross, the barrier comes down right as they're pulling up. And out of nowhere, some man approaches this person's car, and this man starts like banging on her car door and on her window and trying to get her, I'm saying her, I don't actually know if it's a her, trying to get them to open the window or open the door. And then they're going around to the other side of the car and banging on the window and trying to get into the car. This person calls 911. They're screaming at the person to back off.
Right.
When the police finally get there, this man is sufficiently scared off.
Okay.
And the police officer says, it was a really good thing that you didn't have your windows rolled down, because who knows what this person would have done sneaking up on your car. And so the subject of this post is, pretty sure a spider saved my life. So I don't think this has like converted this person from being a not into spiders to, joining the spider bro community and consuming all of its content.
No.
But it is just like a nice spider appreciation post where unintentionally this spider helped out.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the thing about spiders, right? Is that like...
Right, like spiders, they're not really trying to help you out.
Yeah, they're just doing their thing.
Yeah.
Right, they're doing their thing.
It's a symbiotic relationship with the spider.
Spiders are bros.
So be bros to spiders.